Blog Talk Radio.
Andrew.
Yes, ma'am.
What happened? It went back to dialing the number again on my phone.
I don't know.
Okay.
All it was right. The music that came on for me, so I turned the music off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody else home?
No, just us three so far.
Okay. Let me know when you want me to start reading.
Let's give it a minute or two and see if anybody else can join.
Okay.
Ooh, sleepy. Did you get a nap in?
Huh?
Mother, did you get your nap in?
Oh, yeah. Got a good nap in.
Oh, okay.
Got up and go. Brother, a long time, Bruce. Talked to him a good while after I woke up.
Uh-huh.
Talked to AC too.
Oh, he's home?
Yeah, he's home.
Okay.
Went home on Thursday.
Oh.
Got down there with him.
Oh, is he?
Uh-huh.
Good evening, Auntie Beth. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi. Okay, Mother, you can go ahead and start reading. Hopefully others would join.
Okay. I'm reading Exodus chapter 25. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart. Ye shall take my offering. And this is the offering which ye shall take of them, gold and silver and brass, and blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen, and goat hair, and ram skin dyed red, and baggage skin, and shipman wood, all for the light, spice for anointed oil, and for the sweet incense, oxen stone, and stone to be set in the ephod, and in the breastplate, and let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instrument thereof. Even so shall ye make it. And they shall make an ark of shittim wood. 2 cubits and a half shall be length thereof, and 1 cubit and a half the breadth thereof, and 1 cubit and a half of height thereof. And thou shalt overlay it with pure gold. Within and without shalt thou overlay it, and shalt make upon it a crown of gold round about. And thou shalt cast 4 rings of gold for it, and put them in the 4 corners thereof. And 2 rings shall be in the one side of it, and 2 rings in the other side of it. And thou shalt make staff of shittim wood, and overlay them with gold. And thou shalt put the staff into the ring by the side of the ark, that the ark may be borne with them. The staff shall be in the ring of the ark. They shall not be taken from it. And thou shalt put into the ark of testimony, which I shall give thee. And thou shalt make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2 cubits and a half shall be the length thereof, and 1.5 cubits the breadth thereof. And thou shalt make 2 cherubim of gold, of beaten work shall thou make in the 2 ends of the mercy seat, and make 1 cubit on the one end, and the other cubit on the other end. Even of mercy seat shall ye make the cherubim on the 2 ends thereof. And the cherubim shall stretch forth their wings on high, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and their face shall look one to another toward the mercy seat, shall the face of the cherubim be. I read you Exodus chapter 25, 1 to the 20th verse. May the Lord bless the reader, the hearer, and the doer of his word. Amen.
Amen. Lord.
Thank you for that reading, Mother. We had some new callers join. Auntie Marie?
Yes.
Welcome. We had Auntie Dot?
Yes.
Welcome.
And Auntie Carrie.
Who?
Auntie Carrie.
Okay, welcome. And also Auntie Janet?
Yes.
All right. Well, let me just do a quick roll call and welcome everyone to the line. We have Mom and Pop, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, and Auntie Janet, and myself, Angela. Amen, amen. Welcome, everyone. Go ahead, if you would, please bow your heads for the opening prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will quicken us to hear our Heavenly Father's voice and lead us in prayer. We ask you to destroy and remove any deception in our minds as we bow and worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility, in fear, and in trembling and seeking truth. Heavenly Father, we come to you on one accord, in gratitude, in love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and get into our program. And I would like to start with Pop. Would you like to lead us off?
Okay, I might read some verses from Acts, the 9th chapter. And the subject, the conversion of Saul.
Acts.
Saul yet breathing, I threatened. His lover and the disciples are the Lord, went into the high priest and desired of him. To Damascus, to God, that if any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and heard his voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he says, who art thou, Lord? The Lord says, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick. And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what will thou have? And thou said to him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told what thee, what was told thee, what thou must do. And the man which going with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no man. The star rose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man, but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was the same disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which they call Straight, and inquire in the house of Judah for one called Saul or Tarsus. For behold, pray with, and have seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming and putting his hand on him that he may receive his sight. Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And there he had authority from the chief priest to bind all that called on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and king and children of Israel. For I will show him how great thing he must suffer for my name's sake. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Pop. Okay, Mother, would you like to go next?
Who?
You.
Me? Okay.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I'll be reading Jose. Back to the arm of a loving God. This is Jose 2:23. God channels everyday Christian with an awesome task of inspired and persuaded a rebellious people to return to his love and forgiveness. The story of Jose and Gomer illustrates such a challenge. This account demonstrates the tension between the disobedient people of Israel and a never charged God who desired their faithfulness. Jose followed God's instruction to marry a woman totally consumed by her desire. For in Gomer, lifestyle, symbolically Israel, model of the clay. Through Gomer, unfaithfulness or disgrace hurt Jose. His focus remained on all-aligned God to use him to restore Israel. He understood that God's plan was greater than his pride. The story of Jose and Gomer also illustrates how God promised reparation, softness his hand, or punishment. This passage leaves no doubt that God continues to extend his arm to receive rebelling people. Today, Jesus still called out, "You are my people," to people who will say, "You are my God." God has empowered the community of faith to symbolically represent the living God to the world in a whole-day-like way. We cannot ignore the hopeless, despair, and fear that overwhelm our culture. We have no choice but to form a Jose Gomer alliance so that God's people may be reconciled to him. God instructed, "Do not permit us to set limit on our patience or permit it around our comfort zone." We must be obedient to God and accept the challenge to reach out. The brother and sister within our community must know that he sees them, that he knows all about their circumstance, that he loves them, and that he is calling them back to him. And the prayer said, "Lord, help me to discern hopelessness, despair, and fear in your people. Give me the understanding and wisdom to know what I must do and the courage to do it. But most of all, God, help me to remain faithful to you, my never-changing God." Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. Hey, Auntie Betty? Beth?
I'm going to read Help from Angel. And it's said to be a true story. It's coming from the workers. And it also associated with Psalm 103, verse 20. And 21. Verse 20 and 21 read, "Praise the Lord, be his angel, ye mighty one, who did his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you are his servants, who do his will." Many believers testify that they had a personal encounter with angels, including this writer, Mr. former president and former pastor, the late A. Lewis Patterson, Sr. Came to church one Sunday morning with mixed emotion, excitement, and sadness. He was excited because his testimony, he praised God for saving him and his family overnight. He asserted that a man broke into his house while he and his wife were sleeping, and he awoke just in time to witness a brother about to do bodily harm to him. And he cried out in a loud voice, "Jesus, help." And he said that he saw an angel picked the burglar up and threw him out of his house. David said that angel excelled in power, which is much stronger than merely human power. Praise the Lord, you angel, you mighty one, who carry out his plan, listen for each of his commands. They are excelled in knowledge. My Lord is wise according to the wisdom of the angel of God to know everything that is in the earth. My wife and I rent a car in Atlanta, Georgia, and I began driving on the freeway. Being unfamiliar with the freeway, I looked up, and the sign on the freeway seemed to point in the direction that we wanted to go. I started to run a car in that direction and discovered that there was no throughway on the concrete barricade in which our car smashed into about 60 miles an hour. Miraculously, my wife and I was not hurt. Our car did not bounce back into the freeway, into the oncoming traffic. Stunned and shaken by this accident, as we slowly came to our senses, we carefully examined the car and was surprised that there was no damage, not even a scratch. We looked at each other and could not believe it. We thought that we were still in a trance or a dream. We got back into the car and drove to a gas station, examined the car again close, only to find that there was no damage. And remember, we were traveling about 60 miles an hour when we hit that object. No logical explanation except for an angel. God sent his angel to protect and guide us. And this blew our minds. Every time I tell this true story, it still seems like an unreal mystery to me. Yet it happened to me. And in my innermost being, I can't deny it. Could this have been God excusing his promise in Psalm 91, which says, "For he shall give his angel charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In his hand they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Psalm 91, verse 10 and 11. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Alrighty, Auntie Marie.
Yes. Okay, I'll be reading from the 14th chapter. That's the first verse. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Marie. I will move over to Auntie Carrie.
Yes. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord. of my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord of my soul and forget not all his benefits. For he giveth all that, for he forgiveth all their iniquities, who healeth all of our diseases, who redeemed our life from destruction, who has crowned you with loveliness and kindness and tender mercy, who satisfied our mouth with good things, so that our youth is renewed like an eagle. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Awesome. All righty, Auntie Dot.
Yes. I'm gonna read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will feel no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff shall comfort me. They prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Truly goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. Auntie Janet, do you have any words to share this evening?
I'd like to read from Isaiah 53, the suffering servant. Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall go up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form, not comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did not esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Again, I'd like to repeat, with his stripes we are healed. Whatever sickness or suffering we are going through now, we know that Jesus has already borne all this in his own body. And All we have to do is just believe, receive, and accept that which he has already paid for in his body. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Okay. And now we will move over to our sick and shut in. And if you all would please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you on this day to pray for our sick family and friends. Your word in John 15:7-8 says that if we abide in you, your words abide in us. We shall ask what we will, and it shall be done for us. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give us total healing and total deliverance from all sicknesses and diseases of any kind. We ask you, Father, to give us total restoration. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay, well, moving right along, we would like to acknowledge the birthdays for October 11th through October
17th. Ready, Junior? Ready, William? Junior?
Yeah, we got Freddie Jr. Right on the 15th.
Okay.
We have, Michael Varner.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And we have Amira on the 13th. We have Gary on the 15th.
Yes.
All righty. We have Monica on the 17th. Are there any other birthdays? Okay. Well, I'll sing the happy birthday to all of the recipients. Happy birthday. Is there another one?
No.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many more.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen. All right, well, we are at our stage in our program where we are ready to testify and give some praises to the Lord or sing our song or say a poem, whichever you would like, and I would like to start with Auntie Sherry.
Oh, he's doing good, improving every day. I have a doctor appointment tomorrow, so I hope everything goes well with that.
All right. And I hear he's at home now, right?
Yes, he is. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
He drank today. We don't have to wait on him hand and feet no more.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
What a blessing. What a blessing.
I
mean,
you
move
so much.
Right. Well, thank you for sharing and giving us an update, Auntie Carrie. Is there anything else you would like to share?
No, just thank everyone for their prayers and their concern about our family. Thank y'all so much.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I would like to add Joe Leslie on our sick list, prayer list.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Joe Leslie, L-I-N-D-S-E-Y.
Joe Lindsay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we will add him to our list. Okay. Auntie Dot, would you like to share some additional words with us? Okay, no problem. Alrighty, Auntie Janet.
I would like to share from my devotional Bible, The Importance of Friends. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. That's Proverbs 27:6. One of the most important things we can ever do is to be truly thankful for our friends. and say so. Good friend of mine, seldom a friendship such as thine. How very much I wish to be as helpful as you've been to me. Our many prayer guests, one thou art, on whom I ask God to impart this blessing from the storeroom rare, and grant to you his gracious care. When I recall from time to time how you inspired this heart of mine, I find myself trying to pray, God bless my friend this very day. So often at the throne of grace there comes a picture of your face, and then insuccessively I pray that God may guide you all the way. Someday I hope with you to stand before the throne at God's right hand, and to say to you at journey's end, praise God, you've been to me a friend. Thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Janet. All righty. Auntie Marie?
I pass.
Alrighty. Okay. Auntie Betty.
I'm gonna try to sing a song. Listen, him ain't singing so long. I just see it in the book. I ain't gonna study war no more. 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 Gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside to study a war no more. I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study a war no more. Amen.
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 I'm right, hallelujah. Ain't gonna study war no more.
Amen.
Oh, precious,
amen,
precious.
Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty.
Hallelujah.
All right, Pops, would you like to share an additional verse with us?
Yeah, I read Jesus conquered death from God, whom God raised up, having loosed the pain of death, because it was not possible that he should be helped by it. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witness. Inasmuch as then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who has the power of death, that is the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. O death, where are your sting? O Hades, where are your victory? But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I am he who lived and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And well, no, say amen. No, yeah, but it's amen. And I have the key of Hades and our death. The power of God has not been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immorality to light through the gospel. Death no longer has dominion over him. Romans 6:9-6. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Pop. Okay. Mother, do you have any additional things to share with us tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to read out of the upper room. And it said, using one wealth. And you can read Matthew 27:57-60. It said, as for those who in the present age are rich, commanded them not to be huffy or to set their hope on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. 1 Timothy 6:17. And it says, it's not about how much we have, but how we use what we have to serve God. Joseph of Arimathea was a wealthy man who had become a disciple of Jesus. He did not allow his money to become his idol. His reason for living off a replacement for Jesus. He used his wealth for the purpose of serving Christ, even at a time of deep grief for Jesus. Following after the crucifixion, Joseph took the body of Christ, wrapped it in clean linen, and placed it in a new tomb that Joseph had made for himself. Having one own tomb was reserved for the wealth, not for a common man killed on the cross. How much money we have done doesn't matter. What matters is how we use what we have. What a good example Joseph is for us today, both for those who have a great deal of money and for those whose pockets are empty. Loving Jesus gives us a purpose and an inheritance for greater than any bank account. May our love for Christ prompt us to live generous for his sake. And the prayer said, generous God, may our desire be only to serve you. Inspire us to use our resources for your glory by helping those in need. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Mother.
Yeah.
I believe I've gone through everyone, so that kind of concludes our prayer session. Before I do a closing prayer, I just want to open the floor for any additional comments from anyone. Okay, silence is golden. All righty. Well, I will go ahead and say our closing prayers. If you please bow your head. In closing, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Trust in Him in spite of. As we walk by faith, hold unto God's unchanging hand. Give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. We should see things like God sees things. We should lean and depend on God. Whatever God has trusted us to do, keep the faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I just wish everyone have a blessed week. And we continue to pray for our sick and shut-ins for strength. And we also pray for each other. Amen.
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 All right, you guys have a great week.
Same to you. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye. We love you.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
They would not put off.